The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Another Saturday morning, another chance to catch up with Rose Gray and talk travel. Good morning, Rose.
Oh, a little different mood with regard to the world of sports today than last week's Saturday.
We got the Bucks.
All right. And they won last night.
They
stayed up that late. Yikes.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that was a little disappointing last week, but we move on.
Hey, I know. I have a perfect solution. Plan a trip.
There you go. And that's what this show is all about. We would love to take your calls and your texts on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. So I hear we have a special guest on the show today.
We absolutely do. It is with great pleasure that I welcome in Jeff Wagner. How are you today, Jeff?
I am well, a special guest. Boy, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's a guest.
VIP guest, yeah. So for those of you who listen to Jeff's show and who doesn't, you may be hearing during his show and then throughout the day some commercials that are referencing a Jeff Wagner come along to Alaska. So fill us in, Jeff.
Yeah, Rose, this is kind of exciting. You know, we have done, over the last couple of years, we've done some great river cruises. We did the Rhine, we did the Danube. Last September, we did the Seine, went to Normandy. It's an absolutely tremendous trip. And the truth is, after especially doing that at the height of a pandemic, I thought, you know, everybody had a great time. Maybe we should just kind of like quit while we're ahead. But then a lot of people on the trip, starting with my lovely and beautiful wife, Fran, said, you know, we should do at least one more of these. And you guys got together, and the general consensus was, a lot of people wanted to go to Alaska, and I've never done the Alaska cruises. Now, as you know, Rose, I'm kind of a finicky traveler. I'm not one of these guys that wants to be on those giant cruise ships that have like 3,000 cabins and stuff like that. And I like the idea of like seeing different things. So when we got to talking, you said, look, Jeff, I know I've got the exact trip for you. I mean, it's a luxury cruise liner. It's smaller than some of them. It's really special. It's everything that you would want. And so we're going to Alaska on a very, very special trip early this August. And I'm really excited about all the details and everything you guys have put together.
Well, I'm glad you said finicky, Jeff, because I did not want to say that. But Jeff's has a little higher standard of travel than some. Shall we say it that way?
Well, it's just, I mean, it was the idea of, I understand some people just like, for example, love the giant cruise ship experience. That's just not me. Also, I want to be able to see different things. I want to go to places that I haven't been. And so, yeah, I think finicky is a fair word. But you guys understand my sensibilities. And Fox World Travel has just done a great job. And everybody that has been on any of our other listener trips over the last several years, I think would say, boy, this was just a great experience. And I think this Alaska trip is going to be just the same.
Right. So we wanted to have it similar to Uniworld. So we can say that, Jeff. And his fans are big, big lovers of all things Uniworld. And the beautiful thing, one of the beautiful things about Uniworld is it's all inclusive. So we don't have this nickel and diming you. It's not, now you want to buy a beverage package. How much more do you want to pay for the shore excursion? Oh, you have to tip this guy. This trip might look at first sight a little bit expensive. But when you consider that it's unlimited beverages, unlimited shore excursions, prepaid gratuities. Again, unlimited beverages. So none of this bill at the end of the cruise where, holy smokes, how did I drink that much?
Right.
So specialty restaurants, no upcharges to go to the specialty restaurants. So you want to go to Prime 7, the steakhouse, you go. You want to go to Chartreuse, the French restaurant, no upcharge. So that's what makes this great. Yep, it's one price, and then all those things are included. We've got a $400 shipboard credit. And then, Jeff, we've got a virtual event coming up that you're going to host.
Well, right, and you're going to be there as well. Matter of fact, I'm on your website right now looking at, you know, all the exciting stuff that's going on, and they've got the whole details of where we are. Our virtual travel show, what, it's February 9th, right? That's the day?
It is.
6 o'clock?
Yep, 6 o'clock. And I always tell people this, sign up. I know that we're really responsible here in the Midwest, and we really only sign up if we have every intention of participating. If you sign up and for some reason your kid's basketball team interferes or some such thing, it's okay. The next day you get an email, sorry, we missed you. Here's a link to the virtual event. Watch it now. And then you can watch it and share it.
Now, let's talk a little bit. I've never been to Alaska, so I'm excited about this. But this is a cruise on the Regent Seven Seas. That's the inside passage. What exactly does that entail for people?
We will get into more of the details on that, Jeff, when we come back. The AccuDent Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You want to get questions in about this trip with Jeff, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:17, 16 degrees on the way up to a high of 23 today. I'm Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. On with us as well on the WTMJ hotline is Jeff Wagner talking about the big trip to Alaska.
And, you know, one of the things we also got to point out, Rose, is you and I are going to be going on this trip, but the real highlight is my wife, Fran, goes along as well. And that's one of the deals. After about like 30 minutes, everybody, they like us, but they really want to hang out with Fran, and she'll be on the trip as well.
Absolutely no question about it. And I'm glad you mentioned that because, yep, Fran is definitely the hero. So here's what happens on this trip. We start out in Anchorage, and airfare is included in this package. Also, economy airfare is included in this package. So we fly into Anchorage, and although this is a luxury trip, I do not want to deceive anybody into believing that we're going to be staying at some five-star hotel in Anchorage, because truth be told, there isn't a five-star hotel in Anchorage, but we're staying at the Hilton. It's a perfectly lovely hotel. Then the next day, we take what I think, and many travel experts agree with me, is one of the most beautiful trips in the world, one of the most beautiful highways in the world. It's called the Turnagain Arm. So we go from Anchorage all the way down to Seward. Now, I've told people this many times because I've been to Alaska 13 times. I would live in Seward. If I was going to go to Alaska, I would live in Seward. It's on the water. It's amazing. We have a day in Seward, and then we get on the ship, and we get on this beautiful Regent Mariner. And I have to tell everybody, this is an older ship, but Regent keeps their ships up in impeccable condition. And this has only got less than 700 passengers on it. So we're going to get on the ship. We're going to board the ship in Seward. Then we do Hubbard Glacier, which is the fastest glacier area. There are millions of glaciers to look at, but this one is a very fast-moving experience. So we want to hear the thundering and the calving and the loud claps. That's what we're going to hear there. Then here's another very cool thing. Many, many of the mega ships cannot get into Sitka any longer. We're going to Sitka, which is a beautiful Russian city that has got all the Russian history you could possibly want. Then, of course, we go to Juneau. Now, Juneau is very interesting in that it is the capital. Many people think Anchorage is. It is not. And it is a landlocked city. You cannot get to Anchorage by car. You must go by water or by air. Well, we choose water, right?
Right.
So that is, it's a great capital city. There's tons to do there. Then probably the highlight of the trip with regard to excursions is when we go to Skagway, because you'll have the opportunity to do the White Pass Railway, which is one of the narrow gauge historic railways of the world. We end up in Ketchikan, we do some scenic cruising, and we end up in Vancouver, and that's where we disembark.
It just sounds absolutely amazing. You know, the other thing that kind of appealed to me, Rose, and I know we don't dwell on the idea that there's a pandemic and stuff, but this is traveling largely in the United States. Now, you come back through Canada and stuff, but we are in the United States, which I think has an appeal for some people who might be a little bit reluctant to travel all over the world nowadays.
Well, and that's why we're telling people, again, I don't want to sound pushy here, but we're a little bit behind the eight ball. We've got cabins held, but many, many, many of the cabins have already been claimed by other people. So we want the Jeff Wagner fans to get the cabins that they want. In order to do that, we suggest that you start talking to an advisor now. So even though the event that Jeff and I will be hosting is on February 9th, if you want to make some inquiries now and start looking at those cabin selections, 866-GO-FOX-GO, those phone lines are open 9 to noon on a Saturday. I would step it up and probably get some info. If nothing else, yeah. RSVP for the event.
How many day event is this trip?
It starts on the 2nd of August and returns on the 10th of August.
Okay.
So 7-day sail and then 1 day in Anchorage pre.
Which is exciting. You know, Rose, I'm also excited about the ship. As we talked about at the beginning of this, I finicky, we'll use that word and stuff, but this really is a luxury cruise. I mean, I'm just looking at all the different things and the different things that are the options that are there and the dining options and stuff. It really does look like it's spectacular.
It is, and it's the same ambiance or the same level of service, the same white glove service that we've come to expect when we sail with Jeff on his trips with Uniworld, and we wanted his guests to have that kind of experience. And so all of these are our balcony cabins. We don't have to do the, do you want an inside cabin? Do you want an outside cabin? They're all balcony suites, all of them. So the very entry level is still a balcony suite on the ship. So
sounds like a beautiful time.
It's going to be a beautiful time. So one more time, Jeff, you're is going to be joining me on the 9th. And one more plug.
6 o'clock on the 9th, people can register. Go to Fox World Travel, the website. There's all the details about it. It says, Explore Coastal Alaska with WTMJ's Jeff Wagner. This has been exciting. We've had a great core group of people who've traveled over the course of the last couple of years. And like I said, I was thinking I was done with this, but this is a trip that's just too good to pass up. So we want everybody to come with us. And I think it's going to be a great time. And August is the perfect time to go to Alaska. So we want, this one is going to sell out. I have no doubt about that. So we want people to sign up quickly so you get the cabins you want. We'll have a lot of fun this August.
Thank you, Jeff, so much for joining us on a Saturday morning on your day off.
Take care.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you all soon.
All right, 9:23. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your texts and questions at 855-616-1620. It's Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
926, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Do you want to start answering some texts or do you
I would like to listen to John Denver sing this song about Alaska. One thing I did want to say, I was going to ask Jeff to repeat this, but I feel like I can do it justice. I listen to a show almost every day. It's in the background while I'm working. And he did say on Friday that when he went on the Normandy trip, he thought that would be the last trip. And his wife and several of the other passenger guests have said, no, that's not going to happen. But he did make a comment that I did want to reiterate. He said, for those of you who have never been to Normandy, do it. He was blown right away by that. And so this is a plug for another one of our Fox World Travel WTMJ collaborations, and it's the trip with Gene Miller.
Oh, yeah.
So if you remember, Jeff came off of the Normandy sailing and said, that was the most amazing thing ever. And at that time, I was trying to come up with what we were going to do with Gene Miller for his swan song, as it were. And I thought, why am I trying to reinvent the wheel? Gene's never been to Normandy. His listeners have never been with him to Normandy. Why not do Normandy? So we did. So June 18th to the 26th, Gene will be doing what Jeff and his guest did this past September. I bring this up for two reasons. A, because Jeff did give it that ringing endorsement, but also we have extended, with the help of Uniworld, the pay in full discount till noon on Monday.
Okay.
So if you were still contemplating this trip, you'll still have a chance to book it after Monday, but you will lose out on the opportunity for a discount. So please, again, 866-GO-FOX-GO, 9 to noon. We have people answering the phone.
And that one's June of this year?
June 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's coming up quick.
Very much so. Yep.
All right. Let's get to some texts over here. It says, hi, Rose. In November, I'm going on a dive trip to Chuuk in Micronesia. After that, we're going to do some dives on Guam before returning. My original plan was to meet my wife in Maui on the way back. However, what are your thoughts of her coming to Guam and spending a week there?
Well, Guam is a U.S. territory, so it's very American-friendly, as it were. I have actually had the opportunity to go to Guam, and when Dayton read me this text off the air, I told him I'd been in Guam, and he said, yes, of course you have.
Of course you've been to Guam.
But only because I actually, when I was a student at Marquette, I befriended the governor of Guam's son.
Okay.
So I had an opportunity to travel with him to see Guam. So Guam is phenomenal and very, you know, like I said, American friendly. Now, if the texter is asking which I would prefer, sorry, governor of Guam, I still do prefer Hawaii, but Guam is remarkable as well, and it's something that lots of people overlook.
So. All right. Thank you, Neil, for that. Here's a question. If you bought travel insurance for a flight and you canceled the flight because the event got canceled, why won't the travel insurance company refund the cost of the policy?
Okay, because you used the policy. If that's like saying I bought car insurance and I had a car accident and I want my money back for my policy. So,
like saying I bought a car, I sold my car, now give me my insurance back for that car.
That's a better analogy. So if you've used the policy, you paid for the privilege, if you will, of canceling that and getting your money back. So you got your money back from the flight, but you used the policy. In some cases, we can move a policy from one trip to another. Say, for example, you were planning to go to a country that A, forbid us to come in because of COVID, B, had a hurricane or some catastrophic thing, right, and you can't go on the trip. Then we can move policies from trip to trip on occasion. But if you've used the insurance, which you have because you put in a claim, I'm certain, for your canceled flight and you got your money back for the flight, you used the insurance.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Another half hour of the show coming up, but now we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Patrick Kane. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Thank you, Dayton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 935 Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're planning those perfect vacations. We want to get out and enjoy, and winter is here, so why not think somewhere else, right?
Yeah, and good job, Isaac, on the Alaska music.
Oh,
nice.
Look at, you're picking up on that.
Nice.
Some questions here on the text line at 855-616-1620. Are there any safety concerns regarding visiting Nicaragua?
So your best resource for that is visitnicaragua.us. It says on that website, according to statistics by Interpol, and we all know what that is, and the United Nations, Nicaragua is one of the safest countries in America and the safest after Costa Rica in Central America.
Oh.
So we have bad images of drug cartels in our head,
right,
from Nicaragua. But if you travel safely, right? We talk about this all the time. Don't do stupid things when you're on vacation. All will be well.
Yeah. Dark alleys at night, probably not the best place to go.
Or, senor, I can show you where the absolute best cigars are in all of Nicaragua.
Follow
me.
Yeah, down in this basement.
Right.
Okay, another one here from the 262. Hello, love the Saturday morning travel show. One quick question. If I find a hotel on a travel site like Booking.com, is that cheaper than booking directly with the hotel, are there benefits to booking directly with the hotel that outweigh paying more?
Yes. I am very, very, very reluctant to book hotels on third-party sites. First of all, you do not know what kind of contract they have with that particular entity. I have seen in my long-historied career many cases where people have walked up and said, I booked through fill-in-the-blank, any online vendor you can think of, and they say, I'm sorry, we're oversold. We're going to put you in another hotel. Now, can that happen to anybody? Absolutely. But it's going to happen to people who booked on third-party sites before it's going to happen to anybody else. In addition, almost always, you can call the hotel direct and say, I saw this on booking.com or whatever it might be, Kayak or fill in the blank. Can you match it? they may be able to. Not always, but they may be able to. Again, my initial sentence stands firm. I'm very reluctant to book hotels on third-party sites.
Well, and if you think about it, if you're a Hilton or a Marriott or whatever, and I was loyal to you and I came to you to buy my package instead of going somewhere else, of course I'm going to be loyal to you then when you've booked it and I'm going to send somebody else the other way.
Right. So your room location might be determined by who you booked with as well.
All right. Rose, I would like to know if Cancun, Mexico goes to red alert, will the beaches close at the all-inclusive resorts?
Very unlikely. What would happen, and again, Cancun Riviera Maya has been elevated with regard to, you know, the level and on travel.state.gov, but unless the water was unsafe, and I believe this texter is asking this question because we've had a handful, less than five reports of situations where cartel members have driven up on jet skis to public beaches or to resort beaches. Okay. Keep in mind, beaches in Mexico are public. So that would be a government's decision. So a resort can decide not to have a beach open based on the water. So we all know about Cabo and the black flags and all that kind of stuff. But the government would have to close down the beaches. And could it happen? Certainly. Have I ever seen it? No.
Okay. That was from Denise in Upper Michigan. By the way, Denise is either listening on the app or online at WTMJ.com. You can always find us there. We appreciate that. We're cruising on Celebrity later this year. We're being offered upgrade packages, drinks and dining and tours at discounts of 10 to 20%. Should we take them now or wait? Asks Terry.
I am a fan of taking those in advance. And here is why. When you are on the ship, you are a captive audience. So your friend or you see somebody who bought one of those great packages and they're drinking more than you are or having more beverages than you are. And you think, oh, I'm being a little stingy because I'm paying for these. And I wonder if what the deal is. So you ask them, what did you do? And they say, we bought this drink package before we boarded the ship. And then you flag down one of the waiters and say, hey, I'd like a drink package. And they show you what it is. You ask your newfound friend, hey, is this what you paid? And they say, no, we paid less than that. But now you are a captive audience. So the deal's a good deal, but it's not as good of a deal. Here's the other thing. If you buy one of those packages at 10 to 20% and you find out they're selling it for less on the ship, I would have a conversation with the front desk on the ship and say, hey. And very likely, especially in times like these, they're going to take that into consideration and probably reduce that or give you something back on your bill.
All right. Good advice. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Here's a question. I've added Verifly. Ooh, it just jumped. I added Verifly to my phone and will be flying British Airways in April. Do the tickets have to be issued before the airline appears in the app?
Yes.
Okay. It says I only see Aer Lingus there, so I'm not.
Yep.
Okay.
And again, I don't know that every airline is participating, but if Aer Lingus is participating, one would certainly think that BA would be participating as well.
Okay, one more quick one before I have to take another break here at 855-616-1620. Good morning. Will fully vaccinated include the booster or will the two shots suffice?
Depends what where you're talking about. There are some countries right now and there are some vendors and there are some tour companies and there are some destinations that are saying we're now going to look at when that last shot was given, and then we're going to look at what the recommended time frame is for the booster, and we're going to start requiring boosters. Now, they are few and far between. I think Austria was the first one that actually started doing it. But you know now, many of us are, well, you know, think what time it is now. A year ago, we were scurrying to try to get those vaccines. And so February, March, and April is when we had them very available to us. And so we're going to see people who are now 1 year from their vaccine and a booster may be required. So again, just another good reason why you book with a travel agency because honestly, I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. We have a meeting. The frontline travel advisors have a meeting Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 8:30 a.m. where everybody collaborates and said, who knows this? When did this happen? Did anybody see this? Did we get a notice from this? We have a tool that we use to give you the best and most up-to-date information, but we also want to hear what our customers are saying, and we share that information among ourselves.
855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. More of your questions coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Johnny Horton.
Look at you. I'm just letting it play because you said you wanted to hear the last one. So, talking Alaska a lot today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. In fact, John from Waukesha has some questions about it. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, John.
Am I talking to Rose
you
and Jeff or just...
Jeff is gone. We let Jeff go and have the rest of his happy morning.
All right. Rose, my name is John Trotter. I live in Waukesha. My wife and I are talking about this Alaska trip. And neither one of us have ever been on a cruise in our lives, and we're really kind of wobbly about the whole thing.
Tell me what's making you wobbly, John. What's making you wobbly?
Well, first of all, I tend to get seasick from time to time. I think I'm old enough now to have outgrown that. But that was one of it. But this trip just hits me like a ton of bricks. It sounds like the perfect trip. And we've never been to Alaska, and I know a little bit about Regency only because I've read about it. And it sounds like a way to really kind of go first class and have a great time. And, you know, both of us are up in years and never have done this. This could be the last hurrah. So what I'm looking for, Rose, is how can I get a place in line and have a little grace period? I think you've got that built in.
Yep.
Before I have to really lay the hard cash in front of you. And I'm not talking about months. I'm talking about a couple of weeks or months or whatever. But can you explain that to me, please?
Yep. So if you were to call right now, they would go in with the help of our staff on Monday. They would work with you to pick the cabin. But truth be told, it's going to be a couple of days grace before you have to put your deposit down. And it's just a deposit. It's not your full payment. It's just a deposit. But because this is such a popular trip and because those cabins are going fast, the cruise line is actually only giving us a little bit of time to sell it. So at this point in time, it's a $1,500 per person deposit. And yes, you can pick it out. You can put it on hold and 24, 48 hours to think it through before you say, here you go, here's my credit card. And then that travel advisor can give you information about travel insurance, which on a trip of this magnitude, we're going to absolutely recommend, and tell you what would be covered and how we would make a claim in the event that you have to cancel.
Okay. And so a couple of days and then cancellation charges start to take place.
No.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah. So for a pretty long time, your cancellation period is pretty flexible. We don't really start looking at cancellations until you've made your full payment. And that is sometime in March.
Okay. So that your only obligation instantly is $1,500 a person.
Right. Exactly. And again, we certainly aren't going to put you on the spot and say, yeah, and give me your credit card this minute. You have a 24-hour kind of grace period where you can think this through. 48 hours we can stretch it to. But it's something that I think you would enjoy, John, and you have hit the nail right on the head. This is luxury at its finest. It is the way to see Alaska.
What's the phone number, Rose?
866-GO-FOX-GO.
Give me the number, please.
Okay, I'll try. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up my phone, and I'm going to pretend like I'm dialing it. So 866-4-6-3-6-9 4-6.
I hope you got it, John. We do need to take a break. Go book that trip. You'll have a time of your life on that. You know, this is the fastest show on the radio. That was the slowest moment on the fastest show on the radio.
I'm not kidding you. I'm going to start learning these numbers because as I was doing this, I was like, well, this is kind of complicated.
One final segment left coming up on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 9:54, last segment here for the Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray, and we're not going to get to everybody's text today. Thank you for all the participation. It's been a lot coming through, so we're trying to get to them. One last thing on Alaska before we jump to some other ones. For the Alaska cruise, both there's a couple you have going now, the one with Jeff, and then you guys have a different one going on.
Yeah, we always do a ton of Alaska. Yeah. And I don't want to disparage or discount any of our other Alaskas. I wouldn't do them if I didn't think they were phenomenal. But Jeff said it all. He's a little finicky, so we got to take that up a notch for Jeff.
It just asks, are there cabins for single travelers on that?
You can certainly be a single. There is a single supplement that you pay because, of course, when the cruise line does the pricing, they base it on two people in a room and then divide that number by in half. Right. So it's not, you're not paying double, but you are paying a single supplement.
An upcharge there a little bit. Okay, another one here from 262. Any recommendations for St. Lucia?
Okay, I love St. Lucia. It is a little bit more expensive than some of the ones that we normally think of when we think of Caribbean warm weather, et cetera, et cetera. But I've got to point out this very, very cool resort that I have not only stayed in, but I also had the opportunity to book it for several people when I was still a booking agent, and I suggest it all the time. It's called Ladera Resort St. Lucia, L-A-D as in David, E-R-A. You can Google it. This, Dayton, is one of the coolest places I have ever stayed. So the Piton Mountains in St. Lucia go almost all the way up to the beach. So unlike in Jamaica, where you've been, you know, they've got the Blue Ridge Mountains in the middle of the country, and you can go there, but you've got to go internally to do this. The Piton Mountains come almost all the way to the water. Okay. So these are these gorgeous, gorgeous mountains. And what Ladera has done is they dug out rooms in the side of the mountain. It sounds weird because when I stayed in it, I thought, okay, can people see in here? Because this is very weird, but they can't. So it's dug way deep in. There's a canopy bed with mosquito netting because you are outdoors. Okay.
Wow.
Then you step down. You almost look like you're in a Flintstones house. Okay. Then you step down like three steps and you have your own plunge pool.
Nice.
And again, I kept looking around thinking, all right, because there's more than one room. I mean, there's rooms all dug in the side of this mountain.
Right.
But because of the way they're strategically placed or dug, you can't see them. You can't see in them. My other concern was, I have to tell you this, many people are aware of this, I have an awful fear of birds.
Oh,
very
me too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I hate birds. They freak me out.
So I thought, oh God, a bird's going to get in here. But no, for whatever reason, you're so deep in there, they don't come in. I was very worried about that. But Ladera, there are also a couple of really great sandals properties in St. Lucia as well. Some other all-inclusive resorts as well. So St. Lucia is a fantastic island. I highly recommend.
What kind of excursions do you do there? Do you do mountain climbing?
You,
they have that?
Yeah, you can do mountain climbing, and they have the zip lining, and they've got all kinds of catamaran snorkeling,
nice.
All that kind of stuff.
Sounds
and
beautiful.
The chef that is no longer at Ladera, but they got a new one. But anyway, the food at Ladera was to die for.
All right, we have a minute left. Hit the event that's coming up.
All right, so it's Jeff Wagner. It's virtual. It's the 9th of February. It is at 6 p.m. You can call 866-GO-FOX-GO. Don't make me look those numbers up again, Dayton. 866-GO-FOX-GO. And you can just tell somebody, sign me up. Or if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, go to the resources page, drop down where you'll see vacation travel shows and events. It is right there, and you can sign up and register online. Again, I tell people all the time, don't hesitate to do it now. And then if you can't go, nobody is going to call you up the next day and yell at you. We're just going to send you an email that's got a link to the event. You can hear it the next day.
Perfect.
Right?
Always a good show. This one went fast again.
It did.
We'll be back at 9 o'clock next Saturday. Dayton Kane, Rose Gray signing off. Rose, great to see you as always. Danny Clayton and the crew with Annex Wealth Management coming up next. And we check in with the WTMJ Breaking News Center and Patrick Kane. Have a great week.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.